There are so many social media schedulers out there to choose from, and finding the wrong one can really limit your impact on your posts. So today I share the features that I look for, why they're important when scheduling your podcast promotion, and what to consider when choosing a scheduler. So let's take a listen. So, hey, welcome to the Leverage Your Podcast Show. I'm your host, Lindsay Phillips of smoothbusinesspodcasting.com. My goal is to help you leverage podcasting to skyrocket your visibility, authority, and business by sharing insider secrets from podcast industry experts, including myself, who have created a successful business through podcasting. So let's dive in. Hey, welcome to another episode of the Leverage Your Podcast Show. And today I'm going to talk about social media schedulers. So as you know, content creation and being consistent with your content is super key, whether you're a guest or whether you're a host. And what comes with creating content, of course, scheduling the content, because you don't want to be going into every single platform and posting every single day manually. You would run out of time. You want to be as efficient as possible. And so I've used a ton of different social media schedulers in my day. And again, I've even posted natively to some of the platforms, whether it's, you know, Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, and so forth. And yes, especially with Instagram, there can be tools that you have native to that platform that are beneficial, especially when you're on the phone. It just has a lot more different features that you can use. But as a business owner, to be able to have consistent content go out, save you time, and pre-schedule it all, it really is important to have a social media scheduler that has a lot of features that is going to optimize your posts, make it easier for you, and just to be able to get more leads and get more clients from those social media posts. So today I'm going to talk about different features that you're going to want to look at when searching for social media schedulers. There are a ton of options out there, and it can be super confusing, not only with their list of features and benefits and really understanding what they are, but sometimes they even word it in a way where you think that it's scheduling to Instagram, but actually it just pushes out a notification to your phone. So there's kind of like different nuances to look for. So first, I want to touch upon the budget. Some cost more than others. Some I think are more expensive than they need to be. I like to balance features and the cost. So you really want to weigh the pros and cons. I've even had with a client, we had a tool matrix, basically a spreadsheet. So all the features that you really want, and then all the different schedulers, and do they meet those criteria? Because there's nothing worse than saying goodbye to a scheduler that you have, signing up for something, switching over, scheduling, and then discovering that it really doesn't have some key features. So spending that extra time really does help. Most platforms charge by the month. Some of them charge, obviously, annual, so you can have a savings. But some actually will charge you based on how many users and how many team members you have. And some will charge by how many social media platforms that you're scheduling to. So you're going to have to really pay attention and think, how many platforms am I actually, you know, pushing out? And if it's, say, LinkedIn and you have a company and a profile, that does count as two. Do know that Facebook has limitations. So you cannot pre-schedule posts to your Facebook profile, nor can you schedule posts now to Facebook groups. So there are some third-party, app limitations coming straight from the actual platform. Sometimes it's not the scheduler, It's the platform that's making those limitations. So really look at all those limitations and how they bill and the features that they have. The next item that I learned the hard way is customer support. I signed up for what seemed like a great social media scheduler. I think it was like a one-time price for something. I thought, perfect. I'm going to save all this money. What happened is there were a couple of features that they didn't have, but they had literally no customer support. They might have had an email that you can send to, but there was no little chat feature. And if you emailed them, they just gave you like a link to like 4 tutorials. It was so limiting and so frustrating. I think I had them for like 2 months and then it's like, oh, enough of that. I switched and bailed. So that is super important to me. And I also think it's important to think about, how do I put this? How they are in the industry. Are they always, you know, moving the needle? Or do they know what changes the platforms are doing? Do they have a Facebook page or a Facebook group where you are able to connect with the customer support, ask questions, even for strategies, not just the how-tos or not just having technical issues? And when it comes to the customer support, I kind of lump in the tutorials that they have in with that. They're like help section. So I know for me, I've used a few of them that have amazing tutorials. Like they have a little video, they have little screenshots to really step you through how to do XYZ and how to do it right so you're not missing the mark. So just kind of like some elements that you know, want to look at. And when something does go wrong, you really do want quick attention and you don't want to waste your money, right? The other element that most of them do have, but they all look a little bit differently. Like, I don't know about you, but I find the interface of how a social media scheduler works and what it looks like and how I could interact with it. It matters to me. I had a client and I'm not going to name names, but she had a social media scheduler and like I've used so many over the years. And I went in there and I was like, this is confusing. And you have to like click 3 different places to do one thing. It was super confusing. I'm like, I'm never signing up for that one. But everybody's different, right? What is easy for me might be confusing to someone else. What is confusing to them, they just kind of get used to it and they work with it. So that's fine. But one thing I love is a calendar view. So this way you were able to see the social media calendar that you have set and the timing of when those posts are going to go out. So then you can kind of see at a bird's eye view, okay, this is February, this is March, this is April. I have this post scheduled. The reels are going out on this day and time. You can kind of see it at a glance to see if there's any gaps, if there's anything overlapping. It's like, oh, snap, I've got something going out at 2 and then something going out at 3. I need to adjust that. And if you have a team or you have, you've outsourced to an agency and you're both using the same scheduler or you've got a VA, you want to make sure that you both have access to that calendar view so that there's no conflicts. And then you can always see what's coming up, what went out, and you can also see if something failed to post. Every now and then, due to verification processes, they do disconnect from the social media platform. So you're going to have to go into where those connections are and then just basically hit reconnect. So you just want to make sure if something fails that you get notified so that your social media wall isn't blank. So let's talk about the fun features because some of these features are super cool. The basic feature is that you want to make sure that they're scheduling out to the social media platforms that you want it to. Weirdly enough, there are some social media schedulers that don't go out to all of the platforms. So do you need Pinterest? Some don't. Do you need TikTok? Some don't. Instagram, do they go out to stories or reels? And if and obviously regular posts, but some schedulers don't actually have that feature in their system. And then if they are scheduling to Instagram, do they push it out onto your wall automatically? Or do they send you an email notification and then you have to click a button on your phone to actually get it to go to your Instagram account, which is super time consuming and kind of a pain in the you know what. I can't stand that. So really kind of looking at those features to make sure that it's going to go out to all the platforms that you want. Now, tagging. This is super important, especially when you're in podcasting, because when you're a guest on a show, you're going to want to tag the host. When you are a podcast host, you're going to want to tag the guest because you want to reach their audiences and get in front of their audiences on social media. Tagging can be tricky, and part of it is like the third-party apps. Part of it is the actual social media scheduler itself. So I'll give you an example. So LinkedIn, in the scheduler that I use currently, I haven't really fully looked at all the other ones on that note, but you are able to tag a LinkedIn company or page, but I can't tag the person, like when I'm in the social media scheduler, scheduling that post. So I actually have to log into LinkedIn and then manually tag them. It's an extra step. It's a little bit of a pain, but it is what it is. And then same with, they have different ways of how you tag them. You know, in Instagram, the way I do it, you can put the at symbol and it goes out and it does work. It doesn't actually populate it and pull it up within the app. So you really have to pay attention to these different little nuances and also looking at the tutorials of those social media schedulers to make sure that you're doing it right and that it's working properly. So I know all these little tiny ins and outs, right? Now I'm going to go back to reels and shorts here. So we now have YouTube shorts. So make sure that the scheduler that you use does actually go to YouTube shorts, because you cannot schedule YouTube shorts right in desktop. You can do it on your phone, but again, that's a whole nother manual step, right? So I use Social Champ. It is my favorite. This is not a paid advertisement for them. I just love it. And I think they have amazing features, benefits, great customer service, bar none, and so many tutorials and articles as well. They're on top of their game. So within Reels, you have Instagram Reels, right? You've got Facebook Reels and you've got YouTube Shorts. So these are videos that are under 60 seconds. And they're vertical. So I can upload the video, do my caption, and for Instagram and Facebook, it'll have like, do you pick a post? Do you pick a reel? Or do you pick a story? So it's super easy. You don't have to go into 50 places. It just says right then, and you just click a button on whether you're posting a reel, a story, or a post. So that I find super helpful. The other part of reels and stories that you may not first think of is the thumbnail. So you can upload a custom thumbnail, so an image basically, for some of the platforms, or you can choose to edit the actual thumbnail, like picking a frame from the video itself. So Social Champ does have that feature, and I just find it super useful. Before I signed up with Social Champ, I was using a couple of different schedulers with different clients, and they were not able to post into the first comment of the social media post. So let me backtrack a little bit. So when you're posting on social media, and let's say you want to share the blog, the podcast, you want to link to a lead magnet that you're sharing, or maybe a link to book a call, whatever that may be, if you keep putting that in the actual caption, the main part of your podcast post, you're not going to get as much reach because LinkedIn and Facebook, especially, they kind of frown upon that. And obviously you can't put links in Instagram, but this is kind of a little loophole. So people were putting the post, like the caption, as normal for the social media post with the image, video, whatever it may be. And then they say, hey, check the link in the comments. And then they added the link in the comment section. So that is a good little loophole. But with Social Champ, you can actually pre-schedule the post and include that first comment so it self-populates. Otherwise, you're going to have to log into those platforms manually at the right time, I might add, and add the link in the first comment there. So that feature is gold for me. I absolutely love it. So if you are looking at schedulers, double check to see if they have the first comment feature. And also see how many platforms they have that on. I was on one platform or one social media scheduler, and I think it was only LinkedIn that they allowed that. They didn't allow it in Facebook. So yeah, you want it in all the places that you want it. Let's talk about hashtags next. So hashtags, yes, they're more widely used on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it, and Instagram, of course, but people do add them for Facebook and LinkedIn. There's mixed reviews on whether people are actually using them actively, if people are actually searching. I know I don't. I will search for hashtags specifically in Instagram, and that's all, but everyone's a little bit different, but you want to hedge your bets, right? So does your social media scheduler show you good results and options for hashtags? So yes, you can go to Instagram or Twitter, punch in the actual hashtag and see, you know, are people actually searching that term and what are some other options? There are hashtag research tools out there as well. Some are paid, some are free, and they will give you decent information on what hashtag is the best to use. Some schedulers now actually have that feature built in. So Social Champ does have that built in. So you'll start typing in the hashtag and different options will populate based on the platform. They now have another tool that's in there to be able to do some research. So kudos to Social Champ. So super helpful when you have one app that kind of does it all. Carousels are, besides Reels and Shorts, I would have to say that carousels are one of my favorite pieces of content to consume. I love swiping and getting like the five tips to XYZ, and then you have a space for a call to action at the end. They are so good. But some social media schedulers do not have the ability to schedule a carousel on LinkedIn or Facebook. They only have it for Instagram or whichever. They have limitations, basically what I'm saying. So Social Champ does have the ability to schedule a carousel on LinkedIn and Instagram and Facebook. They're just slightly different formats that you have to upload. But so you have to like pay attention to their tutorials, obviously. LinkedIn, you have to upload a PDF document. Facebook, you have to upload an MP4, and then Instagram, you do like put up the individual images. So just double check that they do have that feature. Analytics. If you don't want to go in every single platform and dive into the individual analytics, some social media schedulers do in fact have analytic features in there to show you what's working, what's not working, What's getting comments? What's getting likes? What is the reach? So when you have one spot where you can get all those analytics at a glance, at a like on a dashboard, makes your life so much easier, right? Now, speaking of having a one-stop shop to go to and having that dashboard is engagement. Some schedulers actually have engagement built in. So you can see, oh, here's Facebook, here's Instagram. This post, these people commented, and you can actually comment back right there. You don't have to go on your phone to go to Instagram. You don't have to go into Facebook specifically and comment there and be in all of those five places. So it's just features like these that just help you save time. I'm all for that. So these are just some of the features that are important to me that we use. We have SOPs around, and there are so many other features out there. So it's just kind of like knowing what is important to you. Do you need the ability to add users and team members without that extra cost? Do you need a proofing station where you can set stuff up and then other team members proof it or vice versa? Do you want AI caption writing? Do you want to upload an image and have AI help you write the caption right then and there without going to other apps? That might be key. Do you want to use that post and reuse it a few months down the road? Is it evergreen and you can just repost it? Some have that kind of feature where you can reuse those posts without manually going in. Some have that link in bio feature where you can set that up within their software for Instagram. Again, some have TikTok, some have Pinterest. So looking at the platforms is really key. Some do bulk uploads of posts. I've honestly never used this. I can't quite picture it myself, but it's there. A lot of people use it. The other one is having stock images or videos available to you to use. Some have a Canva integration. That might be handy for you. Some even have idea generators. How cool is this? For posts and being able to like aggregate and curate from other sources. So not necessarily sharing a post that's yours, but maybe sharing a post that's from HubSpot, their or Medium blog, you know, the blog posting place. I can't think of the name of it right now, but to be able to generate different ideas and create different content, it might be a feature that you like. I have seen a couple that even have social media boosting. So if you have a Facebook post, they don't do full ads, but it gives you the ability to boost a post under a certain amount of dollars without having to go into Facebook. So I'm like, that's super cool. So just kind of, you know, thinking about all those features. By all means, this is not a comprehensive list. There are tons of other features. It's just finding what is really important to you. Again, Social Champ is one that I use and I have all of my clients use so that we have a consistent SOP. I even had Samir on my podcast a year ago to talk about social media and share his insights. I love how they always have in-depth tutorials. They are always innovating, knowing what's going on. They have great articles to help you be better at social media. So kudos to Social Champ. And I'll put the links in my show notes as well for that episode and also for Social Champ so you can check it out yourself. So I hope this helps kind of think about your how you're scheduling your social media posts, what features you want. Maybe the one that you have right now isn't really fitting the bill with all of those features now that things are changing slightly. And so maybe you'll want to move over to one that is fitting the bill for you and can help you look good on social and get more reach and more leads and clients. So have a great day, guys. That is another episode for the Leverage Your Podcast show, and I'll see you next week. And that is a wrap for this episode of the Leverage Your Podcast Show. Your next step, head to leverageyourpodcastshow.com to listen to more episodes to get more insider secrets. And if you want to leverage your podcast for higher ROI, then get my free podcast leverage system training at leverageyourpodcast.com/free.